Oswald Chambers, March 17th. We make it our aim to be well-pleasing to Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. Paul says we make it our aim to be well-pleasing to Him. And Oswald takes off on this and says it requires a conscious decision and effort to keep our primary goal constantly in front of us. It means holding ourselves to the highest priority year in and year out. Not making our first priority to win souls or to establish churches or to have revivals, but seeking only to be well-pleasing to Him. Now, there's so many things to unpack here, but let's just focus on two things: making an effort and being well-pleasing. You see, Paul gets a bad rap, and an accurate rap as far as I'm concerned, for being too legalistic. No, Paul is all about grace, but grace does not negate effort, and that is so important for us to understand. Grace does not negate effort. Dallas Willard says, God is not opposed to effort, He's opposed to earning. So our efforts are not to earn His love or to earn His satisfaction or His patting us on the back. We do it because we love Him. You see, Peter says in 2 Peter 1, beginning at verse 5, make every effort. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness and to goodness knowledge. Making an effort is all about living in the kingdom, but here's the important distinction that we must keep in mind. Is our effort to be pleasing, or is our effort to perform? If our effort is to be pleasing, that brings freedom and joy. We do that out of love. But if our effort is to perform, then we do that out of fear, and it becomes a burden. Keep this little quotation in mind. Love is a fuel, fear is a fence. Love is a fuel, fear is a fence. In 1 Thessalonians 1, 3, Paul writes, through the Holy Spirit's guidance, our work is produced by faith, our labor is prompted by love. You see, it's by love that we seek to please Him, not out of some fear to perform for Him, to get into His good graces. Now, Oswald says, at least once a week, examine yourself before God to see if your life is measuring up. Well, this is not a foreign concept, and Paul writes again in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? So we are to look inside and see what our relationship is like with Jesus. It's about our heart, not our head. It's about our heart, not our activities. To be well-pleasing is not about performance. It's about our heart in relationship with Him. It's so much more about the inner before it's ever about the outer. So keep in mind, we make an effort, but it's not an effort to perform. It's an effort to please out of love, not fear.